Thanks for doing your part to financially support your public radio station. Today, I've got the pleasure of sharing with you my hard-won wisdom gleaned from decades of European travel. These are excerpts from a commencement address I gave a few years ago to the graduating class at Evergreen State College in Olympia, Washington. I'm glad to include you in the audience right now because I believe these ideas have never been more valuable. Even if the headlines seem to be changing faster than ever, I believe that the values most of us Americans share deep down inside go beyond loyalty to any political party. And I'd argue that the values that we hold dear are best served by being actively engaged with the rest of the world. Let's go back to a discovery I made in Berlin, shortly after the Berlin Wall came down and the German people from East and West began to reunite.
I was in Berlin back in 1999, just as their once bombed out and now renovated Parliament building was being reopened to the public. It was one of those rare and exciting moments for a traveler when you could actually get to eyewitness history as it unfolds before your very eyes. After a tumultuous century of war and division, Germany had moved its capital back to Berlin and capped its historic old Reichstag building with a glorious new glass dome. What powerful architectural symbolism. It's free, open long hours, and designed for German citizens to walk up that spiral ramp all the way to the top and literally look down over the shoulders of their legislators and keep an eye on those in power. I'll never forget being on top of that dome on that exciting day, surrounded by teary-eyed Germans. Now, anytime you're surrounded by teary-eyed Germans, something exceptional is going on. For those people, the opening of this grand new Capitol building was the symbolic closing of a difficult chapter in their history. No more division, no more fascism, no more communism. They were entering a new century with a new Capitol, united and filled with hope and optimism. It was a thrill to be there. I was caught up in the excitement. And then looking around, I realized many of the other American tourists up there didn't have a clue about the excitement and the importance of that moment. It saddened me. I thought, I'm living in a dumbed-down society. They were preoccupied with trivialities, forgotten camera batteries, needing a Coke, the lack of air conditioning, and so on. I thought, I don't want to be part of a dumbed-down society. I want to be part of an engaged society. And I made a promise to myself right then and there in my own little world as a travel writer that I'm going to expect my readers, my viewers, my travelers to be engaged. Each of us in our own worlds needs to challenge our countrymen not to be dumbed down, but to be smartened up. Considering the unprecedented challenges facing our nation today, a smart electorate and an engaged public is more important than ever. I don't have to tell you that you're graduating into the middle of an economic crisis. I'm beginning to think that, like our war on terror, this could be a perpetual crisis, and it can hit deeper than just bank accounts. With this crisis, your very ideals will come under attack. But because of this crisis, it's more important than ever that you hang on to those ideals. We're hearing a lot about austerity these days. Beware. Austerity can be used as a tool to maintain and widen the gap between the rich and the rest. Sometimes I think that the real crisis isn't the recession, but it's that ever-widening gap. Many people in our country are struggling financially right now, but keep things in perspective. 90% of humanity would love to have America's economic problems. Just ask my friends in Greece and Mexico. And so many Americans would love to be sitting right where you are now. One result of this crisis is that increasingly, we Americans are living with a mindset of scarcity. We ignore our blessings and fixate on what we don't have. I want to challenge each of you to live instead with a mindset of abundance. In my travels, I've noticed an irony. While we Americans, the richest people around, live with this mindset of scarcity, the poorest people, the Guatemalans, Sri Lankans, Moroccans that I've met, live with a mindset of abundance. These are the people who give me the warmest and most generous welcome. In El Salvador, to throw a great party, all you need is a chicken and a Coke. While they seem to have the least, they celebrate life and live it with a mindset of abundance. You are stepping into a brutal economic world. It's an environment where quarterly profit statement thinking trumps long-term sustainability, concerns for peace, and compassion. It's a world where profit maximization in the short term is virtually a legal requirement. These days, so many bright young people, cowed by that mindset of scarcity, pursue careers based solely on where the money is. It's causing a serious brain drain in our society, away from noble callings that may be less lucrative. The mantra these days is, there's not enough money. But really, there's plenty of money and plenty of talent in America, just different priorities. We should all be together in this. Working outside of our own self-interest to bring up people in need unites us. It toughens the fabric of our society. On this important day, I hope you feel empowered. Not demoralized, not dumbed down, not made afraid. To better understand the economic crisis and put it in perspective, once again, get out. As Americans, we're blessed with opportunity. But that same prosperity, power, and pride that defines us can have an unfortunate side effect: ethnocentrism. Americans are disinclined to look beyond our borders. But if you want to change the world, you really need to understand the world. You need to get out. Of all the lessons I've learned from my travels, I think the most important one was picked up on my very first trip with my parents. I was just a 14-year-old kid, pretty egocentric and American-centric worldview. I was in a park in Oslo, Vigeland Gardens behind the palace. My parents showered me with their love. Their world revolved around me. They would do anything to make me happy and help me enjoy a fulfilling life. Then I looked out over that park, and it was speckled like a Monet painting with other parents lavishing love on their children. And it hit me as a little 14-year-old kid. Wow, those parents love their kids as much as my parents love me. This planet must be home to equally lovable, equally deserving, and equally precious children of God. America is a wonderful country. I'm proud to be an American. I'd live nowhere else. But if we want to fit better into this ever smaller world, we need to be honest about the exceptionalism of the United States. Powerful people in our society are pushing the idea that God loves us more than any other nation on this planet. Sometimes I wonder if the only thing exceptional about the USA is our ability to think that God loves us more. America is just 4% of this planet. There's no doubt that we're a beautiful 4% of the world's population with plenty to be proud of. But that doesn't mean that the other 96% is second rate. And ironically, to think that we're exceptional is in itself a dangerous notion. As young adults and future leaders, you have a choice of how to see the United States: with a feel-good ethnocentrism or with an honest worldview.
On this special edition of Travel with Rick Steves, you're hearing an address I gave a few years ago to a graduating class of bright-eyed, excited college seniors, eager to explore their place in the world. I've always considered myself a budget traveler. The way I see it, the more money you save on overpriced hotels and scams that are designed to rip off tourists, the more you have to spend on the sights and experiences that really make for an unforgettable trip. Your money and time are finite, and you want to get the most experience for every dollar and every minute you spend. That's why I feel so good about contributing to my local public radio station. I know that my dollars are being put to good use to provide me with the best value going in today's media marketplace. By contributing, I'm helping fund the news source that I rely on every day to keep me informed. And that's why I'm asking you to join me right now in that support. This is the place on the dial that assumes you have an attention span. Public radio respects your intelligence. We bring you programming that's not driven by a passion for keeping advertisers happy, but by a passion for bringing you a better understanding of our complicated, fragile, and beautiful world. In so many ways, This is your radio home. And now I'm asking you to personally do what you can to help support it. Your financial contribution keeps the work of public radio strong in your community all year long. Contribute right now, and then every time you listen to Travel with Rick Steves, you'll know that we are indeed travel partners in supporting public radio. If you haven't had a chance to do your part already, please give us a call right now or go to the station website and make a secure contribution there. Public radio is more important than ever, and it just can't happen without your financial support.